controversy, non-troversy. What is there going on in this miasma, this big cloud of media that we love to kind of dip in and out of, that I believe is real, as a matter of fact, or simply fugazi? Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Cozy Earth. Let me tell you, bedding matters. And this isn't just me telling you this. In a recent survey, 7 out of 10 parents said that they get an average of 3 hours of sleep a night in the baby's first year. Hello, Greg. Now, mommies need quality sleep, and bedding will matter. There are other variables, but here's one that you can control, okay? When we made the switch to Cozy Earth, I noticed the difference. I did not know that fabric or textiles could really be temperature sensitive, meaning if it's cold, they keep you warm. If it's warm, they can kind of cool you off. I did not know that. I know it now because I have Cozy Earth, okay? So, this Mother's Day, why don't you treat the mamas in your life to the luxury they deserve with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear and prioritize her self-care and sleep health? Doesn't she deserve it? Don't forget, use my promo code Chris at checkout and you get 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Okay? When you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the dropdown. And that will make me very happy. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Delete Me. So, Delete Me is a necessary. Why? Reality. Online boogeyman. Harassed. Scammed. Identity theft. Spam and robocalls out the wazoo. Man, I get hit with all of it. Some of it is done out of spite. I'm convinced people put me on lists and have tracking software put on me just to make my life more of a hassle. But here's the reality for everyone. Personal information is everywhere on the internet. You are an easy target. That's why I personally recommend Delete Me. Okay? What does it do? It removes any personal information that you don't want online and makes sure it stays off. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private. Sign up for Delete Me now at a special discount for my listeners. Today, you'll get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Cuomo. Use the promo code Cuomo at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/Cuomo and enter the code Cuomo at checkout. joindeleteme.com/Cuomo. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from AG1. Listen, my brothers and sisters, you know that I take my health seriously, right? I'm an aging athlete. I'm dealing with long COVID. That's why AG1 is a big part of my game, and I have been taking it for many years. Why? Because it's one and done. I don't have to worry about the combinations. I don't have to worry about the price the same way. It's so much less expensive than taking all these things separately. And it's the deliverability. It's just a scoop and a glass of warm water for me, but you can put a scoop of it in whatever you want. And boop, down the hatch, and that's that. People ask me all the time, AG1, do you really take it? Yeah, it's all over my house. And I've been drinking it for a long time, and I think it works. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make a high-quality product that I trust to have as part of my routine every day. So, you want to replace whatever you're doing now? Start AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/CCP. That's drinkag1.com/CCP. Check it out. I'm Chris Cuomo. Welcome to the Chris Cuomo Project, where Greg Ott and I, my fearless, peerless producer.
Peerless.
And farther to be, soon.
Peerless.
Go through big headlines, and I either lift them up or knock them down. So let's get after it.
This is from Actually, Chris, you're about to go out of town. I don't know if you want to put this in the podcast, but we're recording this ahead of time because you're going on a trip very soon. Do you want to tell the audience where you're going?
Are you trying to guilt me?
No, I'm not. No, I think it's very fun.
It is my son Mario's senior year spring break. So I'm taking him down to a place he loves in the Bahamas.
And you're the chaperone?
No, I'm the father.
Well, you said you're going with them. You're going to be, that's an act of chaperoning, isn't it? Like you'll be.
No, because a chaperone would mean that I'm going with a group of kids that I'm overseeing.
What, you're just going with Mario?
I'm going with Mario and another family who has a son that he's friends with.
Okay, so I thought this was like a group of a bunch of kids going. This is just a two-family trip thing.
Again, no. It is not a group trip.
That's what I said. I said that's what I thought it was. And I said, no, it's not that.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't know. I was just...
I mean, you see what I'm dealing with?
I thought I'd start things off on a light note. I guess I already drove this thing into a ditch. Are you going to jet ski?
I have a jet ski.
Oh, cool.
I am not a particular fan of jet skis. I'm much more of a boat person.
Mm, yes.
Mario loves the jet ski, does tricks on the jet ski.
Yeah, it's cool.
Loves to do it.
Yeah.
Will we jet ski in the Bahamas? I doubt it. I think that it's going to be, even though he's a big shot now and a big dude, I think he and his buddy are going to be into the water slides and into going out and meeting other people down there. And I will do as little as possible.
Are you? Will we see you in the water slide? Will a picture come out in the post of Chris Cuomo going down the...
I was talking to my buddy I'm going down with, and I kind of said it to him like, well, you know, you're not going on that. And he was like, well, yeah, I love the water slides. You're not going to go? And I am less comfortable sharing slides with that many wet people. But I'm probably wind up going a little bit myself.
Yeah, just that brown streak that goes right down the center.
I'm trying to avoid that.
Well, here's something you can't avoid, the news. This is a headline from this week. Washington Post, momentum builds to oust Johnson from House speakership. The article goes on, House Speaker Mike Johnson's job is in serious jeopardy as two far-right lawmakers are threatening to oust him after the embattled Republican leader proposed a complex plan intended to fund key foreign allies during wartime. And so Marjorie Taylor Greene and another guy are trying to get him.
As soon as you say Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
This thing is dead.
Okay. Dead as in controversy, non-troversy? What are you saying?
Non-troversy.
Okay.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is not, I know the mechanism that if you get a call in a second, you can start a process. The Republicans are not going to go through the McCarthy disaster again.
The motion to vacate.
Yeah. And it was a disaster for them. Mike Johnson has gotten the tip of the hat from former President Trump. That goes a long way, especially with MTG. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that Trump, either directly or indirectly, told her to shut up. And that's why we haven't heard about it as much since the meeting with Trump. And I think this is the media playing with headlines. They love to point to potential instability in one of the parties, and I don't think it's going to happen. Non-troversy, next!
Hold on. Thomas Massey of Kentucky, Republican, stood and called on Johnson to resign after announcing he had signed on to Marjorie Taylor Greene's plan to depose him.
Yeah, it's not enough.
You think this is all just the media talking about it because it's very easy to gin
up? No, and I think it's fringe. Look, this is the problem. This is what's motivating the game. Fringe thinking, fringe minority elements getting amplified and magnified in relevance and attention, and they are, as a result, are co-opting the dialogue, but not necessarily the dynamic. I don't think Johnson's going to go down the McCarthy road.
This is from CNBC. Today, the day we're recording, Trump media shares rise after days of declines. From the other day, Trump media stock price plummets Monday as company files to issue millions of shares. This is about this Trump media company that owns Truth Social, and now they're saying they're also going to try to get into media at large and like start putting on like hosting shows that have been canceled in other places. I'm wondering if you think this gambit from Trump is a controversy and non-troversy in the context of A, selling shares through this like sort of shell. It's not a shell company. It was called a SPAC. That's the way it came to be acquired, or maybe you can speak to that. But then this idea of like, he's just using it to raise money for his campaign.
He got a pre-existing public shell as the operative entity, the holding company for the media business. And that's something that's done. Mm-hmm. It's an expedited process. You wind up paying a premium. But you can do that. He's got to be careful, though. Right now, it's a controversy, but it can create controversy if he winds up seen to be front-running a stock, which it's interesting that CNBC is reporting on it when they've been accused of front-running stocks in the past. So he's got to be careful about what he does. And as with most things, he is not careful, and that's why he gets in trouble.
Can you elaborate a little more on what you think he's doing with this company? Like,
right now, I don't think he knows what he's doing. If he gets people in there who can actually run a business and build a business, that's one thing. He's never been good at that. Mm-hmm. Again, it is an illusion that he is good at running businesses. He has never run a successful business except his brand as a personal person who gets paid to have his name on things. Okay? He doesn't grow hotel businesses. He doesn't grow golf course clubs. He does not do those things. Other people do them. And it's not, well, it's always someone else. No. They're managers, they're operators, and then they're marketers. He's a marketer. He's a salesman. Okay? Now, if he keeps juicing his own stock and saying, oh, we're going to go big, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and people buy because of him, that's, he's got to be careful about what the solicitation is. If they're just buying it to show support for him, that's fine. Not a great investment, but it's okay.
Maybe not. What about, I don't think it's a controversy necessarily. I'm kind of answering this question I'm about to pose to you, but like, what about this as a meme stock? Like people treating it like GameStop, essentially just it kind of being a fun thing to invest in. Like, do you see that being, you know, problematic for the, for, you know, somebody who wants to essentially support the guy, but they end up buying a stock that loses them a lot of money? Like, is that a controversy, non-controversy, something worth discussing?
I mean, right now, no. You know, I don't want to feed any perception of it before we know what it is. Right now, people are largely buying the shares of that company to show support for Donald Trump. That's what they're doing. There is no real business to be investing in. There's nothing to look at except for Truth Social, which is getting destroyed with losses. So you're already well over the book value of the company, and that's okay. That happens with companies. It's just not a great investment.
This is from NBC News on April 16th. Whistleblower says Boeing should stop production of 787 Dreamliner due to safety issue. A Boeing engineer turned whistleblower who contends the aerospace giant's 787 Dreamliner is unsafe to fly due to assembly flaws doubled down on his claims on Tuesday, saying the plane could fall apart and, quote, drop to the ground mid-flight unless the alleged safety problems are addressed. I guess my controversy, non-controversy question is, like, Boeing as a company, like, how they are, you know, there was a merger many years ago in which it was alleged that like this one company kind of pushed up the engineers for a bunch of pencil pushers, and the company is like obviously reaping what it sowed, you know, based on what those reports say. How do you take Boeing's basic, the way this iconic American company is now like literally, you know, falling apart?
Are they falling apart?
Well, that door.
Well, that's one part. On one aircraft.
Yeah, but that's falling apart, so I'm not wrong.
Well, you said the company's falling apart. Don't you really mean this one part on this one plane?
Couldn't you point to that as, couldn't you point to that example as like, oh, yes, I see what he meant with that?
Yeah, I just think it's very unfair.
Oh. Well,
and here we expose the game. We don't play it. I don't think Boeing is falling apart. I think that they will be getting government contracts well after your child is here and has decided how to live her life and has children of her own. And I think that safety is balanced with profits way too often. And there are people who literally study the chances of this going wrong and how many lives and how much money versus the money to fix it. And that is fucked up. It's also how business works.
Yeah, kind of in like automobile manufacturing, yeah. Like they do the, to a recall. It's like they'll calculate, hey, how much more money will it cost to send all these back home versus like
same thing.
Paying out
claims? Although, you know, unless it's like the Pinto gas tank, the catastrophic nature of problems with airplanes is a very different proposition than things that are on the ground. So you would think that it would err on the side of caution, which they tell us they do, that is why they don't have anywhere near the accidents that you do on the ground, that it's relatively safe given, you know, the relative assessment of how many flights you have and, you know, the number of accidents and miscues, but there's always room for improvement, and there's always a chance that they are cutting corners the wrong ways. And that's what this Boeing case of this door raises as a concern.
Well, this is not the door case. This is, so he's talking about the 787, and he says, quote, when asked if he'd put his family on one of those planes, he said, right now, I would not. The 737 MAX 9, that's the one where the doors are falling off, or the door fell off. This is a completely different model. It's a model that's prevalent in the airline industry. So I guess I'm saying, is the controversy the fact that there's rot possibly inside of Boeing? It's not just a one model flew through the cracks. It's that.
Yeah, I got it. Look, they have a problem. They got to fix it. I don't see this as a controversy, meaning it's the end of Boeing. They are very important to the American economy and to the U.S. government, for good or bad or right or wrong. So they need to fix it, and people should stay on them, and it should be reported on, and they should be held to account.
Finally, this is kind of an odd one. We haven't really gone down this route before. Do you know who Marques Brownlee is?
Who?
Marques Brownlee?
No.
He's a very famous YouTube tech reviewer. He's been doing it since he was a child. He's very prominent these days.
Okay.
And he just reviewed a product known as the Humane AI Pin. Have you seen the AI pin?
No.
It looks like a little matchbook that you put on your shirt, like a brooch. And it kind of runs like a ChatGPT thing or like a Siri thing. So you just wear this all day. It's got a camera. It's got a microphone. And you just go, hey, so it's like, hey, what's on the desk in front of me? And it thinks and it goes, oh, there's a keyboard, there's a mouse. Like, it just gives you like Siri style answers, basically. It's supposed to be more complex than that. But he just put out this video calling it the worst product I've ever reviewed. And it's causing a bit of a firestorm in the online tech space because people are upset that he is not essentially deferring to, you know, the manufacturer's opinion that this is a cutting edge product. This is really nice. He's basically calling it like it is and saying, this is a piece of shit.
You know, shouldn't he have always done that? And is he now getting a comeuppance from having been an industry lackey all along, where he was just getting paid to support popular products, and now he's taking a stand against what's popular?
On the contrary, he's actually been known for being pretty honest in his reviews.
So then why is this one coming after him?
Because some Twitter guy, his name is Daniel Vassallo. He's got like, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand Twitter followers. I find it distasteful, almost unethical, to say this when you have 18 million subscribers. Hard to explain why, but with great reach comes great responsibility. Potentially killing someone else's nascent project reeks of carelessness. First, do no harm. So that's his—
First of all, it is not do no harm. Look, this guy may have a couple of 100,000 followers. I don't know how many he bought. I don't know how many actually pay attention to him. But that doesn't make him an expert or a need-to-know person on any level, okay? Vassallo. I don't give a shit what he says. I don't know who he is. I don't know who any of these people are. But I will tell you this.
Many people know who MKBHD is.
But I'm saying if he has great reach, then is there a responsibility comes with it? I don't know. It depends on why people follow him. I don't know anything about the guy, but there are plenty of people with huge reach who people don't go to for responsible information. They go for entertainment. They go for something to be intriguing. They go to get something first. They just like his take. You know, it could be a combination. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't like something, then that's his responsibility, is to say it. If his review practice were to do no harm, then what use is he as a critic? If he's not going to say anything that gives you actual access into it, then what is he doing? It's this other guy trying to bite into his action and getting people like us to talk about him to make him more relevant. Fuck that. Do no harm is the standard for a doctor, okay? Not for some guy who reviews stuff on social media.
This Vassallo guy continues. He says, MKBHD is not the market. He significantly influences the market. If a single person can affect the stock price of a company, we usually restrict what they can say or when. MK should be cognizant of the unconstrained power he has for now. I'm bringing this all up because I don't think you give a shit about AI pins on your shirt.
None.
I think it speaks to more like, this is a guy who's ostensibly a journalist because he's giving presumably unbiased reviews of products. And someone is accusing him of, like, it's not really a bias. It's saying you're too influential and you could tank this product. And I find that to be like, well, too bad. Like, he's just doing his job.
He's just trying to bite into the guy's action. That's what's happening, okay? This Vassallo guy, whatever his name is, he is trying to glom off of this situation to get some relevancy. And if the other guy is smart, he will give him no oxygen. We have seen this at a very high form from Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly exists to attack people, to draw people's outrage. And that's how she builds. She's like a screed machine. There is a currency in social media where you just attack and people come to you. It's like splashing your hand in the water and a shark comes, you know? There's certain people who are activated by this kind of energy. And if the guy has an opinion and he doesn't like the review, that's one thing. But to try to make it like this guy is abusive and wrong and he shouldn't have it, what he's really saying is, yeah, give it to me. I want that attention. I want that reach and power. Earn it.
Well, you're about to go to the Bahamas. Don't splash your hand in the water like that because you might attract a shark.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, there's sharks everywhere.
But I am, because I'm splashing with this hand, but I got the 1-inch death punch ready with this hand.
You think you would punch a shark and it would die? Oh, you think you would kill a shark? Do you know how big a shark is?
Watch my eyes. That's what does it.
First of all, what about like the friction underwater?
None. Right through it. Look at my hands. Look at my fingers. Look at the angle.
Okay, so we're not going to see photos of Chris Cuomo going on a slide in the Bahamas. We're going to see you beating the shit out of a shark underwater.
What would you do if a shark came at you?
My time is up. Big shout out,
this
man.
This guy, he's got victim.
Go for it, man.
Victim written all over.
No, I mean, look, what am I going to do? Reason with it? Yeah. I'm telling you, I couldn't make that work. I don't think you could make it
work. I'm telling you,
you're a strong guy. I don't think you're going to kill a shark with wow. Aluminium.
Solid steel. The bumper on my car isn't as thick as this. Controversy or non-troversy, half of it is in the fun of chewing on these situations and trying to figure out, are they getting over on us or is it our turn to get over on them? Thank you very much for being with us on the Chris Cuomo Project. Thank you for subscribing and following. If you want it ad-free, go to Substack and you'll get to see my long COVID reporting and my own personal journey there as well. And I'll see you at News Nation, 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. every weekday night. For now, let's get after it.